Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Vandals football here on WKRV. As Vandals get set to take on the Christopher Ziegler Royalton Eldorado Bearcats here today. Vandals, of course, 9-0 in the regular season, their fifth 9-0 regular season in school history. And CZRE comes into this one. They had a 5-4 year, but it was big for them. They had went 2 years before that without a victory. So a big year for them to come up with a 5 wins and get into the playoffs here this afternoon. So a big crowd here for the Bearcats. They're filling up the visitor's side, and they've got a lot of people lined up along the sideline, too. And so the Vandals, of course, with a big crowd here, too. So a lot of folks on hand for this first-round playoff game here today. And Vandal Man takes the field, and the Vandals follow as we get set to get this one underway here this afternoon. So the Vandals are out, and we're just a couple of minutes away from getting this one started. Of course, the winner of this one will get the winner of Stanford Olympia and Greenville next week. If Stanford Olympia would win and the Vandals win, then we'd be right at back here for week number 2. If Greenville would win, then and the Vandals would win, then the Vandals would be at Greenville next week, which would be potentially their first matchup since 2017 in the playoffs. And, of course, they just played in week 6 with the Vandals getting a come-from-behind 28-18 win in that one. The Vandals lost the toss. CZRE elected to receive. So the Vandals will receive to start the second half, which is the funny thing is that's what Coach Clay would have done anyway if he would have won. He usually always defers to the second half. So we are just about set to go. Clock rolling down. The Vandals are in their home reds, trimmed in white. And CZR, the whites, with the blue numbers. And the white helmets with the Bearcat logo on the side. It is a cloudy day. Had some sun early. Increasing clouds. There's about a 20% chance of a shower. Luckily, the wind is not too much because I don't think we ever got above 50. It was supposed to get to 52, but I don't know that we actually ever got there. And actually, an even 50 degrees right now. So that's about all we got out of today was 50. Originally, we were going to be about 60 today, and every day of this week, it got a little, forecast got a little worse. So Cole Durbin will get set to kick it away. And it will be Landon Butler and Landon Svita deep for CZRE. So Durbin's kick, short one. Boy, he didn't get much on that. And the Bearcats get it at about the 30 and return it to about the 37-yard line. We're a pile on both teams. And we are set to get underway. So the Bearcats, coached by Mike Rude, the legendary coach in Southern Illinois, Anna Jonesboro, Johnston City, Cesar Valier. He's had a long and great career and came back to his alma mater this year and got them back in the playoffs. He's rebuilt a lot of programs over the years, too. So the Bearcats with the football. They like to run. Quarterback starts out under center, kind of a wing formation, one receiver wide left. As they come out, they go right to left here in this first quarter, and they will hand it off to start off, and not much there at all on the opening carry. That is from Hunter Hammonds. He, as the year went on, became more and more the dominant back. He picks up a couple of yards, and it'll be second down and 8. Second down and 8 for the Bearcats from their own 39-yard line. Just underway in this one. Round 1 playoff action, second down and 8 for the Bearcats. They're going right to left here in this opening quarter. Their quarterback, Svita, is under center. Kind of a wing formation again. 2 men in the backfield, 1 receiver wide left. And they give it this time to number 8. He gets ahead to about the 44. And he is tackled by Jordan Colburn. And it's going to bring up the second down at about 2. So a good run Bring up a third down and about two, maybe three, coming up here from their own 45-yard line for the Bearcats. Third down and about two coming up for CVRE. Third down and about two, maybe three, long two anyway. So a third down here, DeVita. Under center, he will hand it off again to Hammonds, and he's going to have the first down ahead to midfield. So about a 5-yard pickup there by Hunter Hammonds. So it is a first down at midfield for the Bearcats. First down and 10 at the 50 for the Bearcats. Clock is rolling. CVRE would love to eat up a lot of time on the clock. First down and 10 for the Bearcats. Under center is their quarterback, Savita. Two men in the backfield, one receiver wide right. He will hand it off. Different man carrying this time, trying to get to the outside. Picked up a couple yards. That is Tripp Fletcher picking up 2 yards. Trying to get to the outside, trying to get off the right tackle. And it's going to be second down and 8. Second and 8. Coming up for the Bearcats. 9 minutes, 30 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. On this chilly, overcast Saturday afternoon. We've had playoff games where it's been 80. We've had playoff games where it's been 40 in round one. You never know. Second down and 8 from the Vandal 48. Vita under center. One receiver lines up left. They hand this one off. That is Hammonds. And he's going to be tackled by a gang of Vandals, including Dylan Hinton in there on the tackle. And Isaac Forbes in there as well. That's going to be about a 2-yard gain. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 6. 3rd down and 6 coming up for the Bearcats. 3rd down and 6 from their own 46. 8 minutes, 40 seconds remaining, opening quarter. And it is a 3rd down and 6. Again, right to left goes Christopher in this opening quarter. Svita under center. One receiver lines up left. They're going to hand it off straight through the middle, and I don't think he got there. Looks like he's going to be maybe a yard or two short. Dylan Hinton in on the tackle. And Caden Osborne also in on the tackle, and it's going to bring up a 4th down and about 2. So 4th down and about 2 coming up for the Bearcats. And at least right now, it looks like they're going for it. We'll see if they try maybe to get the Vandals to jump offside, something like that. So it is a 4th down and 2 for the Vandals, defensively facing a 4th down and 2. 4th down and 2 for the Bearcats from the Vandal 42. Two men in the backfield, one receiver wide right. Svita, they're going for it. Handoff, and it's close. He had some forward progress going before the Vandals hit him. Caden Osborne in on a big hit, and I think they're going to say, no, he did not get there. He didn't. He was about a yard short. He got about a yard going. The Vandals stop him, and they'll take over on downs. So the Vandals take over on downs, and they take over at their own 41. So the Vandals take over at their own 41-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 41. Dylan Hinton in the backfield with Stumbaugh. Two receivers are wide left. That is Colburn and Depew to the left. It is Casey and McCarty to the right. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 41. Stumbaugh from the shotgun. He takes the snap, fakes the handoff, going to run it himself. He's straight through the middle, finds some room. He's across midfield and tackled on the far side of the field at the 49. So a first down, I think, yes. So it is a first down on the run by Quentin Stumbaugh on the first play from scrimmage for the Vandals. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the CZRE 49-yard line. Three receivers will line up left, one right. The one man to the right is McCarty, and could be a false start on the Vandals. Nope, offsides against the Bearcats. So a 5-yard penalty will give the Vandals a 1st down and 5. First down and five coming for the Vandals from the Bearcat 44. Two receivers this time will line up left. That is Casey and McCarty. Two receivers line up right. That is Colburn and DePew. From the shotgun is Stumbaugh. They put a man in motion. It's Colburn. They're going to fake the handoff to him. Stumbaugh is going to take it straight through the middle. And he is going to gain, I believe he got enough for the first down, ahead to about the 38 before he met some defenders. There is a flag down, though, on the far side of the field. So there is a flag down on the far side. Got to believe that's a procedural thing where he threw the flag at. That's way on the far side of the field. I think it's a sideline warning against the Bearcats. It is a first down for the Vandals. He got enough for the first down ahead to the Bearcat 39. So it was just a sideline warning on the flag, but the Vandals get a first down on the run by Quentin Stumbaugh. Three receivers line up left. That is Casey, DePew, and Colburn. One to the right is McCarty. Vandals going left to right here in this opening quarter. 6 minutes, 28 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Stumbaugh from the pistol, Hinton in the backfield with him. Takes a snap. He rolls left, squares his shoulders, passes away. It is caught by Colbert. He's got room. He's to the 20, to the 15, stays in bounds, ahead to about the 12 on the far side of the field. So Jordan Colbert with a nice run after the catch. And the Vandals will have a first down and 10 at the Bearcat 12-yard line. First and 10 for the Vandals from the Bearcat 10. We are halfway through this opening quarter. Three receivers will line up to the right. That is Colburn, Casey, and McCarty. DePew lines up left. Stumbaugh is going to run it himself. He finds some room ahead to the five, diving toward the end zone, but he fumbled it. The ball comes out loose. It was recovered in the end zone. It's a touchdown. I do not know who recovered it. I don't know if Quentin Stumbaugh is the one that recovered it or not. It was out. He was down there. Xander Tate was also around. So the Vandals do have a touchdown. For the moment, I'll call it a Stumbaugh 12-yard run. We'll see if we find out who had the touchdown for sure. He fumbled right about the goal line. The Vandals did recover. And they do get the touchdown. And Cole Durbin will get set to kick the extra point. Snap is back. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So Cole Durbin with the extra point. And the Vandals take the 7-0 lead. 5:49 remaining first quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
A new name, but the same great service. Montgomery Plumbing is now Holman Plumbing. Holman Plumbing can take care of your residential or commercial plumbing needs. Just give them a call, 618-780-0140. At 618-780-0140 for Holman Plumbing. Again, Montgomery Plumbing is now Holman Plumbing, 618-780-0140. Bud's Barber Shop at 508 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia is open 9 to 4:30 Tuesday through Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday, and 8:30 to noon on Saturday. To make an appointment, call them at 618-283-3060. At 618-283-3060, or walk-ins are always welcome. That's Bud's Barber Shop in downtown Vandalia.
And a pretty good return by CZRE. Landon Butler gets it ahead to about the 35-yard line. And that is where the Bearcats will take over. So the Vandals with the 7-0 lead with 5 minutes 43 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Head to their own 35. Bearcats got a first down and then gave it up on downs after that on their first possession. Svita under center. Two men in the backfield, one receiver wide right. They will hand this one off to Fletcher. He Tries to get off right tackle. Not a whole lot there. Yard, maybe two, depending on the spot. Dylan Hinton in on that tackle. Osborne in on that tackle. And it's a one-yard gain, second down and nine. Second down and nine for the Bearcats from their own 36-yard line. 5 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. Vandals lead it 7-0. Bearcats break their huddle. Vita under center, two men in the backfield, one receiver wide right. Again, they're going right to left here in this opening quarter. Vita under center, fakes the handoff, drops back to pass on play action. He's got a man back there, and he caught it, but dropped it. Connor DePue was there on coverage, but he slipped, and that gave Butler an opportunity. If he could have caught that ball, he could have probably taken it home, but he could not hang on to the pass. It's incomplete, and it'll be third down and nine. Connor DePue slipped. And when he did that, it did give Butler an opportunity, but he could not make the catch, and it is third down and nine. Third down and nine for the Bearcats from their own 36-yard line. 4 minutes, 51 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Vita under center. One receiver lines up left. Wing backfield puts a man in motion. They give it to the man in motion. That is carried away by Schlakey. He gets ahead to about the 37, about a 2-3 yard pickup, and it'll bring up fourth down and six. That's the first time that Schlakey's had a touch today. He also good receiver for them. Fourth down and about seven, and the Bearcats will be forced to punt. Jordan Colburn and Connor DePue are deep for the Vandals. Hunter waiting on the snap. Vandals got a punt return touchdown last week from Connor DePue. Snap is back. The kick is a wobbler ball. And Connor's going to pick it up at the 29. Able to avoid a couple of tackles. Head to the 40, to the 45, and they bring him down at about the 47-yard line. Did a pretty good job boxing in Connor and not giving him an opportunity to get out and go. They're going to spot it at all the way up to 49, so still a pretty good return. First down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 49-yard line. 3 minutes, 54 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Three receivers for the Vandals will line up left. That is Casey DePue and Colburn. One to the right is McCarty. From the shotgun is Stumball. Quentin takes the snap, gets it out quickly to Connor DePue. Connor able to avoid one tackle, now finds some room. He gets ahead. He's on his own down the sideline. 30, 25, 20, but he stepped out of bounds. Stepped out of bounds, looks like at about the 35. He was able to break free, but stepped out of bounds far side of the field at about the 35-yard line. It will be a first down for the Vandals, 3:43 remaining in this opening quarter. And they got it out quickly to get it into Connor's hands. Two receivers line up left, three receivers to the right, I should say. One left is DePue. Dunbar takes the snap, fakes the handoff, gets a pass out to Colburn. He's got some room in front of him. He's ahead to the 20, stays on his feet, cuts back, 15, 10, 5, Carter in the end zone, dives for the pylon. Did he get in? No signal. Maybe a yard short in the near corner. And it'll bring up a first and goal for the Vandals. Colburn dove for that pylon, but it looks like he came up just a little short. Now they're saying touchdown. So it is a touchdown for Colburn. Stumball to Colburn, 35 yards. And this comes with 3:32 remaining in the first quarter. And the kick is up, and it is good. So the kick up and good, and the Vandals take a 14-0 lead. 14-0 is our score. We'll take a break on WKRV.
At the F&B Community Bank, they understand times can be tough, especially during a government shutdown. That's why they're offering a 30-day government shutdown loan with 0% interest and absolutely no fees for those impacted. If you're feeling the effects of the shutdown, stop by one of their six branches or give them a call at 618-283-1141 and talk with one of their friendly lenders about how they can help. Approval is required for all applicants and not guaranteed. F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Touchdowns are brought to you in part by Above the Landscape. They are there for all your basic landscaping needs, and they do the work while you relax and enjoy your space. Call for scheduling, 618-280-9598. That's 618-280-9598. And they are the parents of the touchdown scorer a moment ago, number four, Jordan Colburn. That is Above the Landscape. His kick picked up at the 10 by the Bearcats. He gets to the outside. He's got a lot of room and gets ahead to about the 39. So Vandals kind of over-pursued toward the middle of the field after a good kick, and Schlakey was able to make something out of it. So a pretty good return up to about their own 38. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. First down and 10 from their own 38 for the Bearcats. Their quarterback, Svita, is under center. Wing formation behind him, one receiver to the left. He will hand it off. This is to Hammonds. And he runs right into Lucas Bowers, among others. Connor DePew in there as well. And it'll be a gain of about a yard, second and nine. Second down and nine for the Bearcats from their own 39-yard line. We are inside 3 minutes remaining in this opening quarter. Vandals lead it 14 to nothing. Huddling up for the Bearcats, they come out and ready to go. Second down and nine. Svita under center. Two men in the backfield, one receiver wide to the left. He is going to hand it off again to Hammonds. And it looks like he picked up about a yard again, and it's going to bring up a third down and eight. Depending on the spot here, maybe third down and closer to seven. See Bowers in there on the tackle. And it's going to bring up 2 yard. Does get two, so it'll bring up a third and seven. Third down and seven from their own 41 for the Bearcats. 2 minutes, 5 seconds remaining. Two receivers will line up left. Svita under center. Puts a man in motion, but we got a flag. Got two flags. Got one on the far side of the field, one near side of the field. Not seeing the signal yet. Oh, looks like it's against the Vandals. The white hat never told us what it was, really, offsides. So a 5-yard penalty against the Vandals, so it must have been lined up in the neutral zone. Third down and two. So third down and two from their own 46 now, as CZRE has an easier shot here after the penalty. Third down and two from their own 46-yard line. 1 minute, 35 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Svita hands it off to Fletcher. He's going to have the first down and a whole lot more as he gets into Vandal territory, stumbled, and got ahead to about, what, the 37. So Fletcher with a nice carry, picks up the first down. I think saw another man slip on that far side of the field. And it is a first down, so the Bearcats into Vandal territory for the second time. So the penalty gave him a shorter field on that third down, but didn't really matter as he had a nice run. First down and 10 for the Bearcats from the Vandal 37. Svita under center. He will take the snap, hands it off to Hammond. Not much there at all for him. Maybe a yard. I see Jordan Colburn in on the tackle, Dylan Hinton, and Hammond is down. So Hammond is down, and the trainer for the Bearcats and Vandals trainer Chris Witten also coming out. Hammond is down, appears maybe to be a left leg issue. Well, while they are dealing with that, we're going to take a break here on WKRV.
All your diner favorites are ready to order at your hometown Vandalia Denny's. Just head out to your hometown Vandalia Denny's off Interstate 70 next to the Pilot Truck Stop in Vandalia and order up all your diner favorites. Also, download the Denny's app. That gives you the ease of ordering your diner favorites online at your hometown Vandalia Denny's.
Still working on Hammond on the field. Gives us an opportunity to recognize our signature sponsors for Vandals playoff football. F&B Community Bank, Vandalia Ramsey Patoka, Mulberry Grove and Greenville, Kaskaskia Supply and Rental, Shelley's Burger Station, Rock Bottom Tire, Heck Chevrolet, City of Vandalia, Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Mary Ann's Restaurant, Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, and Land of Lincoln Credit Union. And Hammond getting help off the field. Not putting weight on one leg. Boy, that's tough. That's a tough blow for the Bearcats. He has been their predominant ball carrier so far here in this one. So Hunter Hammonds, very solid running back for the Bearcats, helped off the field after an injury. It is second down and about nine from the 36-yard line for the Bearcats. 40 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Second down and nine. One receiver lines up right. Vita under center. Hands it off. This is Butler this time. He bounces off a Vandal defender, gets to the outside, and finds some yardage. Vandals did not do a very good job then. Looked like they had an opportunity to bring him down for no gain. And instead, it's going to bring up a third down and about four. So he gets it ahead to the 31-yard line. Third down and four. Third down and four for the Bearcats from the Vandal 31-yard line. 27.6 seconds remaining in the first quarter. One receiver lines up left. Savita is under center. Savita hands it off straight through the middle. And I see Isaac Forbes in on that tackle. Looks like he's going to be just short. Nope, it is a first down. They got enough for the first down. At first, it looked like the sticks might be a little short. But they do have the first down ahead to the 27. And clock may run out on the first quarter before our next play. So the Bearcats are driving. They get another first down and have it ahead to the Vandal 27-yard line. Clock will run out on the first quarter. Vandals lead it 14-0. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
Choose Country Financial agents Joe Sefton and Blake Doring, where they celebrate 100 years of providing insurance protection and financial services for families like yours. They don't provide generic insurance. They do a thorough assessment of your financial and insurance needs and craft the best solution for you. Ranked amongst the best insurance companies in the U.S. by NerdWallet, AM Best, and Forbes. Their office right in Vandalia, because sometimes an app won't solve your insurance problems. Joe Sefton and Blake Doring can. Give them a call, 618-283-0154. For Country Financial agents Joe Sefton and Blake Doring.
So back as we get set for the second quarter, Vandals lead it 14-0, but the Bearcats are driving. They have the ball at the Vandal 27-yard line. As we swap sides, and the Bearcats will now be going left to right here in the second quarter. First down and 10 for the Bearcats from the Vandal 27, just getting that first down. They have one receiver lined up to the far left. That is Frankie Guerra. DeVita under center, takes a snap, hands it off. This is to Schlacky, and he's going to get ahead to near the 20. So a pretty nice game for Schlacky. He's a good runner, good receiver. A real nice athlete for them. Picks up 6 yards ahead to about the 21. Second down and 4 for the Bearcats. Second down and 4. Second down and 4. .11:25 just underway here in the second quarter. Second down and 4 for the Bearcats. Vita under center. Takes a snap. This time they're going to give it to Fletcher. And he's ahead to about the 18. It'll be a pickup of about 3, so it's going to be third down very short. Third down and less than a yard, it looks like. Maybe third down and 1. So third down and less than a yard coming up for the Bearcats. They get ahead to the Vandals' 17-yard line. Third down and short. One receiver lining up right. Vita under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Fletcher. He's going to have the first down ahead to about the 16. So it is a first down for the Bearcats. They are marching the ball well on this drive. They have been moving the ball pretty well. And then on this drive, they got one help, 1 5-yard penalty that helped them out, kept the drive going. They've had some big runs, and now just methodically eating up a little clock. They would love to keep the ball out of the Vandals' hands as much as possible. First down and 10 from the Vandals' 16. Bearcats going left to right here in this second quarter. Inside 10 minutes remaining until halftime. Svita under center, takes the snap, hands it off to Fletcher. He fumbled, and now the Vandals are going to jump on him and bring him down at about the 10, Caden Osborne in on the tackle, and Patty McDowell as well. Marking at about the 18, so a loss of a couple of yards, second and 12. So second down and 12 from the Vandal 18-yard line. Second and 12, Svita under center. One receiver wide right. They just attempted the one pass, however. Fake the handoff. They are going to look to pass here. They have a receiver. He catches it at about the 11, immediately tackled by Connor Depew. That is Frankie Guerra with the catch. And it's going to be marked at the 9-yard line. So a third down and about 4 coming up here. So third down and 4 for the Bearcats from the Vandal 9. Third down and 4 from the Vandal 9 coming up for CZRE. 8 minutes, 50 seconds remaining until halftime. Vandals lead it 14-0. Bearcats trying to cash in on this long drive. Svita under center on a 3rd and 4. Takes a snap. Hands it off. Fletcher hit pretty much instantly. Osborne, Hartley, both in on the tackle. Also see Dom Swires in there as well. He tried to go right through the middle. No gain at all, it looks like. Down at about 4. A long 3. 4th down and a long 3, and it looks like they will go for it. They are in 4th down territory here at the Vandal 9. 4th down and 3. Crowd gets loud on this 4th down. 4th down and 3 from the Vandal 9. Vita under center. He's got Schlacky and Fletcher in his backfield. One receiver wide right. Fakes the handoff. Drops back on play action. Looking for somewhere to throw. He's just going to throw it up, and it is tipped incomplete. The Bearcats did get a hand on the ball. So there was all kinds of Vandals around, but Butler had a shot to catch that in the end zone for a touchdown but couldn't hang on. And they will give it up on downs, and the Vandals will take over. So CZRE moves the ball well but cannot cash in. The Vandals will take over at their own 9-yard line. So the Vandals take over at their own 9, first and 10, from their own 9-yard line. Dump off from the shotgun. This is a tight formation for the Vandals. They put the pew in motion. Connor's going to get the handoff. He's going to cut back. He's going to find room. He's to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, 40, 45. He's across midfield. 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. 91 yards. The field is clean. It is a 91-yard touchdown run. And the Vandals are back on the board, lead 20-0, pending the extra point. .727 remaining in the second quarter. So a big turnaround there after the Vandals stop. The Bearcats on the fourth down attempt. The extra point from Cole Durbin is up and good. And the Vandals now lead it 21-0. So the Vandals lead it 21-0. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Evans Properties and Construction LLC can handle all kinds of construction projects for you. Owner Justin Evans can handle new construction, post-frame, additions, siding, decks, concrete, soffit fascia work, restoration, and foundation repairs. Give them a call, 618-335-5923. That's owner Justin Evans of Evans Properties and Construction LLC. Call them at 618-335-5923.
Touchdowns brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, they're at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. Also, touchdowns brought to you in part by Above the Landscape. They are there for all your basic landscaping needs. Let them go to work while you relax and enjoy your space. Call for scheduling 618-280-9598. And Above the Landscape, they're the parents of number 4, Jordan Colburn, who has a touchdown today for the Vandals. So the Vandals get set to kick it away. Cole Durbin's kick pushes them back to about the 20. DZRE with the return. They're able to get away from one tackle. Now again getting away. Now we've got a flag down. I think we're going to have a block to the back. I saw Coach Clay kind of pointed out. But not a great job there by the Vandals, even before the penalty. Kind of over-pursuing to one side a little bit. Seen that a couple times today. And I'm assuming a hold or a block to the back where that flag was thrown. Well, we really are not getting clear signals from the white hat on what. There we go. He is going to get it. It is a hold. So a hold against the Bearcats. We'll push it back 10 yards. But still a pretty good return. Head to their own 32. So the Bearcats up with the ball at their own 32-yard line. So first and 10 for CZRE from their own 32. 7:17 remaining until halftime. Vita is under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off. This is Schlakey, and the Vandals are going to gang tackle him back at about the 30. I see Bryce Hartley, but I see Isaac Forbes both in on the tackle. I think Osborne was in on that mix as well. So a loss of a yard, second down and 11. Back at their own 31. Blakey's a guy, when he's had the ball in his hands, he's done some good things already today for the Bearcats. Second down and 11 for Christopher Ziegler-Royalton Alvarado. Bearcats, Christopher is the host of the co-op, so they are the mascot, the Bearcats. ZR, Ziegler-Royalton, they're the Tornadoes. Under center is Vita. Hands it off. That is, I believe, Fletcher with the carry. Osborne and Hartley been on the tackle. Fletcher with the run, about a 3-yard pickup, and it'll bring up third down and 8. Third down and 8 coming up from their own 34 for the Bearcats. And Alvarado, they said this is the first year they have joined the co-op. Alvarado years ago had their own football. And co-op with DuCoin, and I think they said Murfreesboro for a while, maybe. Alvarado, of course, that's in Elkville, and it's three towns that come together. Elkville, Dow, and now we're going to have a timeout. Timeout on the field. So a timeout on the field. We'll take a break as well here on WKRV.
Did you know the Career Pathways tool at Kaskaskia College offers an easy roadmap to your desired career? Within just 4 clicks, you'll see a custom plan outlining required classes, 4-year transfer options, as well as local job opportunities for your chosen path. You'll even see valuable cost savings in real time. Whether you're a high school student, transfer student, or looking to change careers, the Career Pathways tool is the simple first step to a promising future. Visit pathways.kaskaskia.edu today.
Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires. They also are a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them 618-699-5535. Stop by 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. Timeout's also brought to you in part today by Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. Stop in, dine in, or carry out at 1227 North 4th Street. You can order online, orderjoes.com. And it's a perfect day for that, right? Listen to some football, watch some football, order in from Joe's. 5:42 remaining in the second quarter. Vandals with a 21-0 lead. It is a third down and 8 from the Bearcats after the timeout. Third down and 8. Tavita under center. He takes the snap, hands it off, and going to drop back the pass. Dropping back. Now he's rolling, getting some room. He's got an open receiver, and he caught it. That's Fletcher. And the Vandals will bring him down, but it will be a first down into Vandal territory. So play action. Tavita drops the pass. Ends up completing it to Fletcher, who was wide open. And it's all the way ahead into Vandal territory to the 48. So I think defensively the Vandals are going to have some things they're going to talk about at halftime. 5 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the first half. And so CZRE will take another trip into Vandal territory. They have it at the Vandal 48. First down and 10 from the Vandal 48. Rita under center. One receiver wide left. And wing formation, they put a man in motion. They get it to Schlakey on the outside. He's trying to cut the corner, and the Vandals trip him up. Heck of a job. Heck of a job by Cole Yarborough tripping him up. And it looks like he's going to lose a little yardage. Cole Yarborough got in the backfield, able to trip him up before he was able to turn the corner on the far side of the field. So it's a loss of a yard, second and 11. 4 minutes, 25 seconds remaining, second quarter. And it looks like the Bearcats are going to take another timeout. Timeout, so we'll take a break as well here on WKRV.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up.
I knew Bob was such a grill master.
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys, I think we can get you a better auto loan rate.
Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
You're listening to Vandals football here on 107.1 FM, WKRV. We're available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. And our streaming is brought to you by F&B Community Bank, Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville. 4 minutes, 23 seconds remaining in the first half. Vandals with a 21-0 lead. CZRE with the ball. At the Vandal 49, it is a second down and 11. They just used their second timeout. Second down and 11 from the Vandal 49. Svita is under center. Man in motion is Fletcher, right to left. Dropping back to pass. He does have a man at Schlakey. He catches it. And Connor DePugh has a hold of him, and he gets some help from Bowers, and they're able to bring him down at about the 42-yard line. And he had a lot of room, though, man. A lot of open area. Third down and about four coming up. Third down and four for the Bearcats from the Vandal 42-yard line. 3 minutes, 50 seconds remaining until halftime. Third down and four. CZRE takes their time. They're in the huddle. They're not in a hurry. I don't know if that kind of throws the Vandals off a little bit, playing against so many spread teams. It kind of line up and goes. Speed is under center. One receiver lines up left. They're going to hand this one off to Fletcher, and the Vandals are going to bring him down at about the 41-yard line. See Bowers in on the tackle. Hartley been on the tackle. And it's Sam Bowers, by the way. And Bryce Hartley been on the tackle. It's going to bring up a fourth down and two. So another fourth down for the Bearcats. They went for the pass on their last fourth down. They went for a run the first time when they missed. Fourth down and two. Fourth and two from the Vandal 40. 2 minutes, 45 seconds remaining until halftime. Vandals lead it 21-0. And now the Bearcats are going to take a timeout. So they're going to use their third and final timeout here. We'll take a break as well on WKRV.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Disc Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DiscTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Disc Truck Repair in Alma.
So timeout by the Bearcats. I spent most of that timeout trying to get my lid to my water bottle again. It ran away. I dropped it, and I don't trust myself to leave an open bottle here. So it's a fourth down and two. Timeout's brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires. Also a certified MileStar tire dealer. Right now they're offering 10% off to all military and first responders. That's Rock Bottom Tire. Under center, Smita takes the snap. Hands it off, a first down for Fletcher. He gets it ahead to about the 36. A little bit of a counter there. And it is a first down for the Bearcats ahead to the 37. 2.5 minutes remaining. Now they are out of timeouts. So this is going to get a little interesting. They'll have to try to get to the sidelines. As a running team, the clock is not their friend. First and 10 for the Bearcats from the Vandal 37. Even though they've pitched a shutout so far, I don't know that Vandals would be that thrilled with their defensive performance in the first half. Sveta under center. Hands it off to Fletcher. They trip him up immediately. Basically no gain, and now the Vandals are going to use a timeout. So the Vandals are seeing this as maybe an opportunity to get the football back. And so they'll use their timeouts to stop the clock. It stops here at 1:54. Timeouts brought to you in part by Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia. Stop in, dine in, or carry out at 1227 North 4th Street in Vandalia. Order online at orderjoes.com. Also, timeouts brought to you in part by Rock Bottom Tire. They offer new tires, quality used tires. Also, a certified MileStar dealer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire offering 10% off to all military and first responders. Call them at 618-699-5535. Stop by at 1720 North 8th Street in Vandalia. So it is a second and eight. Coming up for the Bearcats from the Vandal 36. 1 minute, 54 seconds remaining. Of course, the Vandals will have the ball coming out second half. And if they could get a quick stop here, Coach Clay is thinking maybe we could get a quick possession right before halftime. Second down and 8. Vita under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Fletcher, and the Vandals gang tackling at the 35. See Sam Bowers, Dylan Hinton, Cole Yarborough. And the Vandals are going to use another timeout here. It's going to be 3rd down and 7. The Vandals use another timeout with 1:48 remaining until halftime. They're looking at the chains. There was no gain since the 3rd down and 8. 3rd down and 8 coming up for the Bearcats. This would be borderline 4-down territory. We are getting a little sunshine right now. It had been cloudy for almost the entire first half. We got a little sunshine here. Shining down. Never got above 50. We were right at 50 at game time. There was a slight chance of a shower, but darker clouds have kind of moved on. Well, I think any chance that we might have got a passing shower might be over. 3rd down and 8 for CZRE. From the Vandal 35. After the Vandal timeout, Vita under center. Man in motion right to left is Schlakey. He's trying to get to the outside. He turns the corner and is able to get ahead to about the 30, and the Vandals will use their final timeout. It'll bring up a 4th down and about 3, maybe 2. It's going to be a 4th down and 2 here with 1:41. So the Vandals do use their timeout. Vandals do use their timeouts. We're going to go ahead and take a break here on WKRV.
At Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia, they make buying a vehicle a better experience. Heck Chevrolet has a large inventory of new and used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from because choice matters. Plus, they have a service department that is second to none in this area. You get choice from a dealer you can trust when you buy from Heck Chevrolet in Vandalia. To find your next vehicle, stop by today. Heck Chevrolet, 122 West Gallatin in Vandalia, VandaliaChevy.com, or call 283-0381.
Timeout by the Vandals. Fourth down and 2 coming up for CZRE. They faced a lot of fourth downs in this first half. They did cash in on their last one. So they're going for it on a 4th and 2. This is a big play. The Vandals have used their timeouts trying to get the ball back. Svita under center on a 4th and 2. Vandals bringing the house to Fletcher. Did he get enough? I think he did. Head to about the 27. See where the spot is. It's going to be close on a second surge. He got it. First down. So a big first down for the Bearcats. Now neither team can stop the clock now. They have used up their timeouts, so they stopped the clock to move the chains, but now get it rolling again. So we're down to 1:25. And the Bearcats, they're the kind of offense that doesn't score quickly, so they're going to have to change some things up here. 1st down and 10 from the Vandal 27. Vita under center, drops back to pass. And he gets it. It's caught. And it's all the way ahead into inside the 10-yard line. That is Butler with the catch. And a big first down for CZRE. It's going to be 1st and goal from the 7. Well, they've had a lot of room to throw the football. 1st down and goal from the 7. We are inside a minute. 1st down and goal from the 7. Vita under center. Two receivers now line up left, one man in the backfield. They put Fletcher in motion. Fake the handoff on play action. He's in some trouble. Rolling near side in the end zone. Incomplete. Intended for Schlakey. And it'll bring up 2nd down and goal. That stops the clock. 36 seconds remaining. Would be a momentum boost for the Bearcats. It'd be a big one for the Vandals if they could stop them. 2nd and goal from the 7. Vandals lead it 21-0. Vandals will have the football coming out second half. Clock is stopped because of the incomplete pass, 36.5 seconds. First down and goal from the 7. Two receivers line up. Left, it is Butler and Guerra. Vita back to pass. Pump fakes, pass up, intercepted. It's intercepted by Lucas Bowers. He runs it back. He's got room. He's across midfield. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. The big man with the pick six. 20 seconds to go until halftime. The field is clean. Bowers with the interception takes it back for the TD. About a 90-yard run for Lucas Bowers. He used all of his 6'5" frame to bring that one down. And with 20.8 seconds remaining in the second quarter, the Vandals up 27-0 pending the extra point. So the Vandals will get set with the extra point attempt. 20.8 seconds remaining until halftime. And official coming over to talk to Coach Clay. Doing a lot of hand gesturing. Jason has very little reaction. So it is. Oh, is it a sideline violation? Yes, it is. Another sideline. So it is another sideline violation. I think that gets tacked in on the kickoff to start the second half. So that was their second, so they do get the penalty now. So Durbin gets set to take the extra point. His kick is up and good. And the Vandals lead it 28-0. Vandals with the pick six after a first and goal for the Bearcats. Vandals touchdowns brought to you in part by Above Landscape. They are there for all your basic landscaping needs. Let them do the work while you can relax and enjoy your space. Call for scheduling. 618-280-9598. They are the parents, of course, of number 4, Jordan Colburn. Touchdowns also brought to you in part by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. They offer accounting and tax services to local farmers. Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, better records, trusted solutions. Also brought to you in part by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's Heating and Air, 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them at 283-0142. They are your local authorized carrier dealer. So it is tacked on the kickoff, 15-yard penalty. And so the Vandals will now kick off from the Bearcat 45. 20.8 seconds remaining until halftime. Vandals lead it 28-0. Cole Durbin. He's kind of lining up like they might try an onside kick here. Might as well, as deep as you already are. He does. It is, hasn't gone, didn't go 10 yards. And so the Bearcats pick it up. I saw Kobe Lux was watching it. Of course, it got kicked from the 45. It's got to travel 10 yards, so it at least had to pass the 35. But it never got there. And so the Bearcats will take over at their own 39. So the ball never went to 10. So Cole Durbin did a good job on the kick, just not quite strong enough. And so the Bearcats will have a play here, 19.9 seconds remaining until halftime. So under center is Vita. He will go ahead and just take a knee and send us to the locker rooms at halftime. So the Vandals, it's not been quite as easy as the score sounds. 28-0, is our score. The Vandals with the halftime lead. But they do lead it by 4 touchdowns, 28-0 as we sit here at halftime. And the Vandals will have the football coming out in the second half. 28-0 is our score. We'll take a break. Come back, talk a little more during halftime here on WKRV.